السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين یہ آیت جو میں نے تلاوت کی ہے
حضور says that this verse which I have just recited, the meaning of that is as follows. That one whose heart Allah Almighty has opened for Islam and then he is also established on light from Allah, can he be with those people who are hard of hearts and those people who are deprived, their hearts are very hard and they are deprived from the remembrance of Allah, and they are the people who are in manifest misguidance.
ہدایت کی طرف لانا
ٹو گائیڈ سم ون ٹو گائیڈنس آر ٹو گائیڈ سم ون اٹ از سرٹنلی دی جاب آف اللہ المائٹی ایز اٹ از مینشنڈ ان دی بائی اللہ المائٹی انک لا تہدی من احببت ولکن اللہ یہدی من یشاء وہو عالم بالمہتدین that the one whom you like you cannot give him the guidance, but whomsoever Allah likes he guides him to the guidance, and he knows fully well those people who are going to get the guidance. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with this light of Allah, the light, and he presented this guidance to the mankind.
قرآن کریم کی صورت میں آپ پر اتری
اینڈ دی شریعہ وچ واز ریویلڈ ٹو ہم ان دی فارم آف دی ہولی قرآن ہز ڈیزائر واز دیٹ دا ہول ورلڈ شوڈ ایکسیپٹ دس گائیڈنس اینڈ دی لائٹ وچ ہیز بین گیون ٹو وچ ہیز بین ریویلڈ ٹو ہم دے شوڈ پارٹیک فرام دیٹ اینڈ دے شوڈ ایلومینیٹ دیئر ہارٹس
اور اللہ تعالیٰ کا قرب حاصل کرے
اینڈ گیٹ دی نیئرنس آف اللہ آلمائٹی because he knew fully well, because this light which has been revealed upon him, in case of its denial, those people who are going to deny, they are going to be the recipient of the wrath of Allah. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was by nature a great mercy for the whole of mankind, he was very merciful for the whole of mankind. He did not like, he could not tolerate that any single person should be without guidance and he should be leaving the world as such, or he should be punished for that. So this was the condition of his heart, that during the night he should get up and in a very restless way he should pray and cry before Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty should guide these people so that so the anguish or the feeling of the, in the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had for the sustenance of this world and to make them the true worshippers of Allah, servants, that looking at his feelings, Allah Almighty said, "La Allah ka baqi un nafsa ka Allah yakunu mu'minin." That you are perhaps going to kill yourself in this grief, that why these people do not become the believers and have the faith. But Allah Almighty says that it is not your job to guide a person. Your job is to convey the message. That is your responsibility. That is due to you. And you continue doing that. To give the guidance or let anybody be guided to the right path, that is the job of Allah Almighty. He knows fully well who are the people who are who deserve the guidance, and that is to say that who are the people who are trying to get the guidance and they have the desire to be guided, and those people who are seeking the guidance from Allah Almighty, and in search of that we always give them the guidance. And then they get a share of that light which O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been revealed upon you. Then their hearts are opened up for Islam, and then their hearts are illuminated with that light which we have revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then these people, they fill their hearts with the light of truth, and then they also fill their hearts with the love of Allah Almighty, and on their tongue always there is remembrance of Allah. So these people are the people who get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In their faith, there is strength after strength, and more and more strength is there. And the beautiful teaching of Islam, the light of the Holy Quran, continues to fill the hearts of these people, such people. Because they have the knowledge, the real knowledge and the love of Allah, and they are always trying and doing effort to get to the highest stage of this love of Allah Almighty. And those people who are having this desire and the yearning and they try, then not only the right paths are shown to them, which indicate the purity of their hearts, which increases them in that, which also increases their knowledge and their perception about God. And the light of truth is also spread from them. And wherever the light goes, then the right-minded people, the pious people, they also get a share of that light, wherever it reaches. This subject Allah Almighty has mentioned elsewhere in this way. He says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَى صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يَزِلَّهُ يَجَلْ سَيَّدَهُ زَيَّكًا هَرَجًا كَنَّا مَدْ يَسْعَادُ فِي السَّمَائِ كَذَلِكَ يَجَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
بس جسے اللہ چاہے.
سو whomsoever اللہ لائکس ٹو گائیڈ دین ہز ہارٹ ہز چیسٹ از میڈ اوپن فار دی گائیڈنس اینڈ whomsoever ہی کنسی وانٹس ٹو مس گائیڈ دین ہی ہز ہارٹ از بیکمز کلوزڈ ایز اف ہی از ٹرائنگ ٹو گو اپ ان ٹو دا اسکائیز ود ایفرٹ. سو ان دس وے اللہ المائٹی دوز پیپل ہو ڈو ناٹ بلیو اللہ المائٹی میکس دیم ڈیپرائیوڈ فرام دی گائیڈنس.
بس یہی قانون.
سو دس از دا پرنسپل آف اللہ المائٹی
ہدایت کا کام
that Allah Almighty has taken up the job of giving guidance in his own hand, has taken up, although the light reaches everywhere, no doubt when the sun shines, then it brings the daylight and makes it bright. But if somebody is sitting in a room and closes the doors and the windows, then he doesn't take any share of that light.
جو کہ سورج کی روشنی سے
which
اس کے سامنے آنے والوں کو
which is received by those people who come in front of this light. If such a person says
سورج کی روشنی نہیں دیکھتا
that I do not see the light of the sun anywhere,
اس کے اس عمل
then this will be the result of his own doing which that he which he did to stop the light reaching him.
بس روحانی دنیا میں بھی
سو ان دی اسپرچل ورلڈ
انہی تک پہنچتی ہے.
دیر لائٹ ریچز اونلی دوز پیپل دوز ہو اوپن اپ دی ونڈوز آف دیئر ہارٹ اینڈ مائنڈ ان آرڈر ٹو ریسیو دیٹ لائٹ. سو ہیئر ایز ویل اللہ المائٹی سیز فمن یرید اللہ ان یہدیہ یشرح صدرہ للاسلام that whomsoever Allah Almighty likes to guide, then his heart is opened up for the light of Islam, for the truth of Islam. So that is to say that it is the action of the human being which in the form of good deeds and the keen desire to have some share from that light of Allah, that is what enables him to absorb the light of Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, he is among the guided people. So Allah Almighty does not do unjust to anyone. The one who takes one step to Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty comes two steps towards him. And those people who walk towards Allah Almighty, so Allah Almighty comes to them running.
یہاں جسے چاہتا ہے
سو دس ایکسپریشن دیٹ ہوم سو ایور ہی لائکس اینڈ اوپنز اپ ہز ہارٹ فار اسلام دا میننگ آف دیٹ از دیٹ اللہ المائٹی نوز اٹ فلی ویل دیٹ سچ اینڈ سچ پرسن
اور کوشش سے
ود ہز پلیئر اینڈ ود ہز ایفرٹ ہی از ہیونگ دا ڈیزائر آف ہیونگ دی پلیئر آف اللہ المائٹی اینڈ ہی وانٹس ٹو ایکسیپٹ دی کمانڈمنٹس آف اللہ المائٹی
اللہ تعالیٰ کے احکامات کی کامل
اینڈ ہی وانٹس ٹو ہیو اے کمپلیٹ شو دی کمپلیٹ اوبیڈینس ہی از ریڈی فار دیٹ فلی ود ہارٹ اینڈ سول.
اگر انسان
اف اے پرسن فالوز دی کمانڈمنٹ آف اللہ المائٹی اینڈ فار دیٹ پرپز ہی از آلویز ریڈی فار دس پرپز دین اٹ انڈیکیٹس دس ہز اسٹمپس are gradually moving towards guidance.
Aur jiske kadam
and the person whose steps are always moving towards spiritual guidance, then in the sight of Allah, that is the person whose heart then Allah Almighty opens up that heart for guidance, and he is able to get the real perception of Islam, and he doesn't become Muslim in name. Rather, his worships, his worship, his fasting, his pilgrimage, and the demonstration of his good morals, they are not for the to show the people. Rather, they are for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. But there are some unfortunate people who consider the commandments of Allah Almighty as a burden upon them, and they consider the religion as something unnecessary, and they sometimes mock at that. And some of them, those who take their own religion or those traditions which they have inherited from their forefathers, and they consider that as the last word, and they don't want to accept Islam. They, in their own thinking, according to their own situation, whatever they may think or whatever they may consider, that they are established in a certain religion, but in the sight of God they are not established on religion, spiritually, religiously speaking. Instead of making a progress, they are actually going backward. When the advent of the Holy Prophet has taken place, and the light of the last Sharia from Allah Almighty has also been revealed to him, then Allah Almighty declares in the Deen Islam, that in the sight of Allah, the real faith, the real religion, is the religion of Islam, which teaches complete obedience. The rights of Allah and the rights of the fellow beings, that religion determines the paths which should be followed. Apart from that, now there is no other religion which can show the paths of spiritual progress. When Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُزِلَّهُ يَجَلْ صَدْرَهُ زَيَّكًا حَرَجًا, and whomsoever he wants to misguide, then his heart becomes very closed. And because this is not the will of Allah, it is not the will of Allah Almighty that whomsoever he makes the heart of a person like that. Allah Almighty, he sent Adam on the surface of the earth and declared it that you are free. If you would take steps towards good deeds, then you would get a share from my light. And if you are going to follow these in the footsteps of Satan, then you become the recipient of my wrath. So this is the bad deeds of a human being, which actually become the cause of the closing of the heart of a person. When a person advances in the sin, committing more and more sin, and from the faith and from the prophets of Allah, he starts mocking at them, then he treads on the path of misguidance. He goes away from the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path, the straight path. So the commandments of Allah Almighty, those who consider it as a burden, and they are actually closing the doors of the mercy of Allah Almighty upon them. And when they do so, then Allah Almighty creates more closeness in their heart, and there are more impediments in their way, and they are in such a condition as if he is trying to go to a high place, when he is becoming short of breath. And that is why that is sort of situation happens there. So it is actually the doings of the person himself who makes a person into difficulty, and they close the door for him. Otherwise Allah Almighty has made it in this way, that whenever a person or the nations, they go corrupt, then Allah Almighty always sends His prophets so that they may guide the people to the right path and try to bring them on the right path. And the prophets of Allah, they put so much hardship on them and do this job, and the people become their enemy, but despite that they discharge this responsibility. The chief of the nations, those who have their own worldly inner desires, their personal desires, and they want to remain within their own personal circles, so then these people, they become opposed to these prophets of Allah, and they become very strong enemies. But these prophets, despite their enmity of these people, they continue to discharge their responsibility. And the obstacles in their way, they don't mind that. As I said, the benefactor of mankind, Hadrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at this anguish in his heart, Allah Almighty said that are you going to destroy yourself in this grief that these people do not accept the guidance? So the one who wants to be destroyed in his own mistakes, and those who doesn't like to leave the path of misguidance, then Allah Almighty does not show him the path of guidance. And this is the purpose why Allah Almighty has mentioned not only this much, that Allah Almighty has simply related the things of the past, the stories of the past, but after the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody can deviate from the right path, and anyone who has got the label of Islam, for him it is essential that he must also be getting the spiritual progress. There are so many commandments in the Holy Quran that after becoming Islam Muslims, for their spiritual progress, they have to follow that, the worship and the seeking forgiveness and performing the good deeds. They have been reminded to do this, and this has been explained to them that if you do not follow the commandments of Allah Almighty in the true way, then you will become you will deserve the punishment from Allah Almighty, or you may become like that. So this has been explained that as the people in the past, the in the previous nations, they there was a decline in them, that will also be among you, because this is the last and the final Sharia, and this is the last minaret of that light which is going to give the light to the whole world till the end of the days. The religion of Islam has been perfected, is completed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the last light and that radiant sun which gave the perfect light. And after that, Allah Almighty will continue to send such people who will guide the people to the right path. And among the Akhirin, the people of the latter days, that Khatamul Khulafa will be established, who will get the status of prophethood, so that he may spread this light to in every side. He will accomplish the task which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which through him, through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty ordained and sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform in this world. That job is to spread the light of Allah Almighty in every direction, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the form of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty made it manifest in the world. So this prophecy has been made by Allah Almighty, and the explanation of that has been explained by the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this process of reformation from Allah Almighty has started, and this is the reason why Allah Almighty has sent the promised Messiah. And then this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great love of and his desire was also there, following in the footsteps of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his desire that the people following the religions, they should come to the teachings of Islam and understand the reality of its teaching. And the Muslims also, they should reform their condition and they should follow the paths of true guidance. The corrupt situation of the Muslims, and they are going away from the light, which actually before the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, several hundred thousand Muslims, they went into the lap of Christianity. And today you see the condition of the light, of this guidance. They say that we have got the guidance, but they are cutting the necks of other people. They are slaughtering other people. Is this the teaching of Islam? Is it Islamic teaching to take the lives of the innocent people? Is dishonesty and bribery, and through the leaders, the usurping the rights of the poor people, is this the teaching of Islam? Certainly not.
اور اس زمانے کے لیے
اینڈ فار دس ایج
کسی فرشتادے کی ضرورت تھی
اینڈ دیر واز اے نیڈ ڈیفینیٹلی فار سم ون ٹو بی سینٹ بائی گاڈ آلمائٹی وچ اللہ آلمائٹی سینٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو ہز پرومس
جیسا کہ میں نے کہا
اینڈ ایز آئی سیڈ
آپ کی بھی تڑپ تھی
دس واز ہز کین ڈیزائر
اپنا کھویا ہوا
دیٹ مسلمز شوڈ گیٹ دیئر پوزیشن وچ دے ہیو لاسٹ وچ دے اینڈ دی ٹیچنگ وچ دے ہیو فورگاٹن they should get it again and the light which was given to them they should actually put into their once again their hearts should be illuminated with that light this was the desire of the promised messiah
hidayat ke raston par gamzan hote hue
and following the right paths of guidance and following all the commandments and following that and they should completely abolish the idolatry and setting up partners with Allah Almighty and there should be guidance for the people at large and he prayed he wrote the books produced the literature and looking at this condition Allah Almighty also revealed the same thing to him la la ka baqi un nafsa ka Allah yakunu mu'minin that are you going to destroy and kill yourself in this anguish that why these in this grief that why these people do not believe So for the guidance, Allah Almighty provides the means of guidance. And He gives the light to the people and sends those people. But those people who are determined to disbelieve and their hearts are and those who have narrowed and closed their hearts themselves, then this is the action, this is the result of Allah Almighty, that their hearts become more and more closed and narrow.
وہ نیکیوں سے دور ہٹ جاتے
اینڈ دے گو اوے فرام گڈ ڈیڈس اینڈ دے گیٹ کلوزر ٹو بیڈ ڈیڈس سو ان دس ورس اللہ المائٹی ہیز میڈ اٹ ویری کلیئر دیٹ اللہ المائٹی اونلی ہیلپس دوز پیپل ہو پرفارم گڈ ڈیڈس پائس ڈیڈس اینڈ فالو دی کمانڈمنٹس آف اللہ المائٹی فل اوبیڈینس از شون بائی دیم اینڈ دین دیز پیپل ود دی ہیلپ آف اللہ ود ہز گریس دے دین کنٹینیو ٹو میک پروگرس ان دی اسپرچل وے اینڈ دوز ہو ڈو ناٹ بلیو دے کنٹینیو ٹو انکریز ان دیئر سینس سو دس از اے میٹر دس از اے پوائنٹ وچ دی مسلم شوڈ پونڈر اپون اٹ اینڈ آلسو اٹ از اے پوائنٹ آف کنسرن فار احمدیز دیٹ اف دے ہیو دی فیتھ آف اسلام اف دے ہیو دا فیتھ دین اٹ مینس کمپلیٹ اوبیڈینس حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سیز ان ون پلیس
انسانوں کے اندر سے
دیٹ ان میجورٹی آف دا پیپل
روحانیت اور خدا
دی
کم ہو گئی
دی پیشن آف فیئر آف اللہ المائٹی از ڈیکلائننگ اینڈ ڈیکریزنگ اینڈ دیٹ ابلٹی آف میکنگ اے ڈسٹنکشن بٹوین رائٹ اینڈ رانگ از ڈیکریزنگ اینڈ مینی پیپل آر سچ ہو ہیو کمپلیٹلی ود آؤٹ دیٹ اینڈ دی ورلڈ از ایکوائرنگ اے کلر آف ایتھیزم اینڈ دی پوائنٹ وچ اسٹیبلشز اٹ دیٹ دی پریکٹیکل ویز اینڈ دی پریکٹیکل لائفز آف دا پیپل ایز اٹ شوڈ بی دے آر ناٹ کریکٹ ایوری تھنگ از سمپلی ریڈیوس ٹو لپ سروس بٹ پریکٹیکلی دیٹ از ناٹ شون تھرو دا ڈیڈس دا پیورٹی آف ہارٹ اینڈ دی ریئل لو آف اللہ المائٹی اینڈ دی لو آف ہز کریشن اینڈ کائنڈنیس اینڈ میکنیس اینڈ مرسی اینڈ جسٹس اینڈ ہمبلنیس اینڈ آل ادر گڈ ڈیڈس آر گڈ مورلس اینڈ دی پائٹی اینڈ دی پیورٹی اینڈ اپ رائٹنیس وچ از ایسنس آف ریلیجن میجورٹی آف دا پیپل انفارچونیٹلی دے آر ناٹ مائنڈ فل آف دیٹ
فرماتے ہیں
He says further on that the real purpose of religion is to recognize that true God who has created the whole universe and then to go to that state in his love which will completely burn away the love of anybody else other than Allah and his kindness then the kindness to mankind and also to get the garment of real purity that is the purpose of religion so the morals the righteousness the purity of heart and love of Allah Almighty and to discharge the responsibility towards a fellow being how all these things can be done as I have said that this is by taking steps towards Allah Almighty and to that light which Allah Almighty revealed by taking and acquiring that light this can be done. And this is the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the teaching contained in the Holy Quran. Actually, the teaching of the Holy Quran, the practical way of that is actually the Uswa Hasana, the best example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This very reply was given by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha when a companion asked a question. When he asked about the morals of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, haven't you read the Holy Quran? Now I turn back to that verse which I recited in the very beginning once again, that when Allah Almighty opened up the hearts of the people for getting the light of Islam and they are established on the religion of Islam, then these people cannot be like those people whose hearts have become very hard. And why the hearts became so hard? And that has been explained, that because they did not act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty and did not pay attention to the worship, they do not remember Allah Almighty. So that is to say that Allah Almighty says that if you have to remove this your hardness of your heart, hard-heartedness, then there is a condition of that, and that is very important condition, and that is the remembrance of Allah Almighty. There are various forms of remembrance of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has mentioned the Holy Quran as zikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. That surely we have revealed this Holy Quran and we are going to safeguard it. So Allah Almighty, according to this promise, has safeguarded the Holy Quran and is continuing doing so. And it is intact in its original pure form. It is there and it will remain so. In this verse, also a reference to the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he himself has explained this point. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this verse clearly tells us that when a nation will be there, that they would try to wipe away this zikr, this admonition of the Holy Quran from the surface of the earth, then through someone who is chosen of Allah, Allah Almighty will protect this book. And the whole world knows that in this age, at that particularly time, the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Christians, they had gone for an onslaught on the whole world. And as in India, as I said, that hundred thousands of Muslims, they converted to Christianity. And there was a campaign against Islam, that in Asia, in Africa, their concerted efforts were being done to spread the message of Christianity. At that time, in defense of Islam and in order to defend the true teaching of the Holy Quran and having the full light from Allah Almighty, the promised Messiah was established. He defended the cause of Islam. And those people who were dreaming of spreading the Christianity in Asia and Africa, they were defeated and routed. And they ran away. And now you see many people from other than from non-Muslims, they are sometime initiating these campaigns. Sometime they say something against Quran, against the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recently, the last a political party in Switzerland, a political party has raised a protest against the minarets of the mosque. So although, according to the reports, those people who actually took part in that referendum, majority of them, they voted against the minarets, but the majority of the population, they were actually opposed to that. But anyway, referendum was there and the law was passed against the minarets, and the governments and the political leaders, many of them, they are now ashamed of this, and further debates are going on that why the referendum was carried out. It should not have been done. And anyway, I mean, all these things are there. These efforts, those who are opposed to Islam, they are doing their efforts in so many ways. Now, the opponents of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, whatever they may claim, that Ahmadiyyat has got nothing to do with Islam, but now they have to willingly accept this reality, that it was the person of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam who defended the cause of Islam at that time and saved the Muslims getting into the lap of Christianity, being dropped into the lap of Christianity. And at that time, this was mentioned very openly, and later on, because of the opposition of the promised Messiah, that may not have been done. For their own benefits, they have not done so. But in this age as well, Allah Almighty has made it so that the opponents have also mentioned that it was the promised Messiah who defended against, who fought against Christianity and defended the cause of the Holy Quran, and other ulama did not have the knowledge of the Holy Quran. Dr. Israr has also mentioned about that in one of the TV program. So whether they accept or not that the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, his knowledge of argumentation and the knowledge of the Quran, this he was able to perform this great achievement. But the fact of the matter is that Allah Almighty, he was established to defend the cause of Islam and the Holy Quran, and he forced the enemies to run away. This is also the good position of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he got this light from Allah Almighty and from the Holy Quran and from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that now the no example of his ilmi kalam can be compared anywhere. It is the commentaries written by him which are far better than any other commentary of the Holy Quran. Regarding this, the Holy Quran being zikr, he says that the Holy Quran has been given the name of zikr, and the meaning of that is because it reminds a person from the inner teachings. The Holy Quran has not brought a new teaching, but that in inner teachings which Allah Almighty has infused in a human being in so many ways, the quality of chivalry and modesty and anger and contentment, and all these qualities are there. Anything which was actually in the inner way that was imposed on all the people, and that is explained in the Holy Quran. And this was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Nobody was able to see that. So in this way, the name of this book has been mentioned as zikr, so that it should be read. And as a result of that, the spiritual powers and that light of the hearts, which has been invested in human beings, people should be reminded of that. So that is to say that you read the Holy Quran, and those who are pious of nature, the light of their hearts, that will be brought out, and that they will be reminded that these were the teachings, these are the commandments, and these are the rights of Allah, these are the rights of the fellow beings which we have to discharge. So all these things will be brought to them, made clear to them. And Allah Almighty says that destruction be on those people whose hearts have become very hard, and they cannot be like those people who always remember Allah Almighty. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this zikr, which is in the form of the Holy Quran, it is necessary that we should follow that. So reading of that is very essential, very imperative, so that by reading that, a mu'min, a believer, his pious nature should be illuminated with that light. It should be further illuminated with the light of the Quran. And not only that should be the purpose, to get the light, but also to act upon this teaching of the Holy Quran, which is based on the true light of Allah. And enables a person to become, to get the benefit from that light. And also there is a need to act upon those teachings which are essential for a pious person, which are essential for a believer. And these are the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And through that, a person is able to further polish those hidden faculties in him. If the action is not there, then simply the knowledge of that, literary knowledge of that, is not enough. In non-Ahmadi Muslims, there are many great people who have hafiz of the Quran. There are speakers and scholars, but when these people, they do not consider it in the way which has been told by the Imam of the age, then it is just a skeleton, just a cover, and it's not really beneficial. So then the practical nature of this teaching and is not there in them, and the responsibility of taking care of the rights towards Allah and rights towards fellow being, that is not there. And if they have the real understanding, only then their status will be raised. There are so many hundreds of commandments of Allah Almighty, reading them and always remembering them and reciting them. It requires that people should also be acting upon those commandments of Allah Almighty. Regarding worship, Allah Almighty says, "Akimis salata li zikri," that for my remembrance you observe and establish the institution of salat and prayer. So wherever from Surah Fatiha to Surah An-Nas, from the beginning to the end, there is a complete zikr and admonition is there, and hundreds of commandments are there, advices are there. And in order to maintain that, a great commandment of that is to observe the salat, which the believers should always keep in mind. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that there is no other recipe more effective than the observance of the salat. It has got the istighfar and the durood, invoking blessing, and all the various prayers, they are all included in this prayer, in this salat. And through this, all the worries are taken away and the problems are overcome. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he had a little bit of grief, he would always stand up for prayer. That is why it says Allah bi zikrillah tatmainnul qulub, that the satisfaction and contentment, there is nothing better recipe than the salat. This is the best recipe which you can have. Many people write to me and I always reply this, that's why I am telling it again. He said that the best wazifa, the best recipe, the best prayer is to offer the prayer. You beautify, offer the prayer with full understanding, and after the prescribed prayers in your own language you also pray. You will get the satisfaction of your heart, and all the worries and anxieties and problems, they will be, you will be able to overcome that. And the prayer is a means of remembrance of Allah Almighty. That is why it is said, "Aqimis salata li zikri." So that is when Allah Almighty has mentioned that he opens up the hearts of the people. And he has mentioned this as a distinction of those people whose hearts are opened and given the light. And that has to be remembered always. And that is the worship of Allah Almighty. And the following his following his commandments. If these things are not there, then every heart gradually becomes very hard. And those who are non-believers, their hearts become hard because their hearts are completely devoid of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So this is the duty of a believer, that he should act upon this, he should focus, concentrate on this commandment of Allah Almighty. That is to say, zikri, for my remembrance. That is to say, that for the having the remembrance of Allah Almighty in your hearts, then you have to do full justice to the worship, and you have to become a grateful person, servant of Allah. Our prayers should be for the sake of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in all postures of our prayer, we should be so much regular in that prayer that in order to establish the remembrance of Allah Almighty in the world, and that we should set an example of those people who are truly remembrance of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us and our progenies to go to get deviated from the right path, enable us to establish us on the right path. From tomorrow, the Jalsa Salana and Qadian is starting. I pray to Allah Almighty, you also pray, and Allah Almighty enable those who are participating this Jalsa that they should be very, very regular in offering of the prayer, and during the prayers and walking on the here and there. And they should always completely be busy themselves in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. In these days, they should fill the dwelling of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this way, that we should see the rain of mercy descending everywhere. And the praise of Allah Almighty with durood, they should fill the atmosphere in such a way that Allah Almighty make them the people who really have the light of Allah Almighty and take part from it. All the Ahmadis the world over, they should pray that the Jalsa in Qadian, it becomes truly full of blessings, and all those people, every person who participates that, Allah Almighty keep them in His protection and care, and protect them from all types of harms and anxieties.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.